Did you know that since the introduction of social interaction technologies such as MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, and others, normal human behavior has changed? How many of us have already accepted and adapted these new methods of day-to-day human interactions? Liking photos, statuses, relying on a dating app for potential love interest, texting via phone calls? Perhaps most of us could say we are guilty to one or several of these forms of interaction. Social media is not only changing how we interact and communicate, it has enabled us to do far more, and consequently, be exposed to the issues that arise from these forms of communication. This podcast provides a brief introduction to issues, concerns, and societal changes we have experienced since the introduction of social interaction technologies. My name is Lisa Marie, and I will provide positive and negative impacts from social media. First, I will discuss the negative impacts and state a few examples from privacy concerns to dating. Then, I'll address the positive impacts and list some examples as well. Let's discuss some of the negative impacts from social media. Cyberbullying is the use of electronic communication to bully a person, typically by sending messages of an intimidating or threatening nature. Kids Live Safe organization states that social media only increases the pressures already put on adolescents and teens by mainstream media and their peers at school, and with social media platforms accessible at home, laptops, tablets, and cell phones, these pressures are only getting exponentially larger. You might ask, what exactly constitutes as cyberbullying? According to an inquiry by Tory MP Alex Chalk and two children's charities, they found that cyberbullying takes many forms, including persistent messaging, sharing embarrassing photos or information online, and mass unfriending the accounts of the target being bullied. Not only is cyberbullying more accessible, but two-thirds of children do not report cases of cyberbullying. This, in turn, leads to victims having low well-being, along with symptoms of anxiety and depression. Next, lack of privacy through social media platforms and its accessibility. From email addresses, names, and phone numbers, this information can be accessed quickly with a few searches and clicks. Even if you are not a member of a particular social media platform, your information is still accessible. You can thank your friends for that one. With the computing abilities platforms have, they are able to accurately predict your location, sexual orientation, and even political affiliation, according to newscience.org. Let's not forget about all the businesses and advertisers who access our data through social media platforms without permission. We're on to dating, relationships, and social media now. Social media may lead to false intimacy, induced jealousy, misunderstanding, and mixed messages, which ultimately may lead to breakups, cheating, and even divorce. According to Pew Research Center, 27% of young adults from ages 18 to 24 reported using online dating sites, which is up 10% from 2013, likely due to the influx of dating apps. Let's move on to talk about the positive impacts social media has revealed to us. We'll start with long-distance communication. Social media has been able to alleviate the stresses that tie in with long-distance relationships. It has allowed partners to interact more frequently and ease the thought of being miles and miles apart. In an article published by Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking, studies found that social media provides social and public context for relationship processes that are typically limited in long-distance romantic relationships. Thanks to social media, you are now capable of sharing special moments, laughs, cries, and even meals. On to entrepreneurial networking. Social media has enabled businesses to have a more human effect on its prospective customers, leading to customer purchases, loyalty, and recommendations. According to Ryan Holmes, CEO of Hootsuite, 90% of businesses see increased exposure and more than half report improved sales from social media. Lastly, how social media has unified people, ideas, and opinions. People are no longer confined to coworkers, students, and family members to have a sense of belonging. Social media has enabled us to become part of communities and forums with other like-minded people. Arab Springs exemplifies how social media was able to unite those people that were being oppressed by their government and create a movement to express those thoughts. That concludes the pros and cons of social media impacts. You've now been informed of some of the positive and negative impacts social media has had in our society. We discussed topics ranging from privacy concerns to the connectedness that social media brings to long-distance relationships. I'm Lisa Marie, and thanks again for listening. And keep in mind, social media is neither good nor bad, but dependent on how it is applied to our everyday human interactions.